Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We have a big event this week here at work. It's called an upfront. And it's where they invite all of our clients, like all the people you hear us talk about, how much we love them, like Official Pest Prevention and American Furniture Galleries, and Set Point Wellness,
Baker Family Wines,
right,
Dusty Baker.
You get to hear all these
California
people.
California IVF,
Sky River,
the NorCal Hyundai Automotive Group. We could go on and on. Because we're very successful.
And we will.
but they all come and they all hang out and it's a big party. But this is the big one. We're not the main entertainment of the night. I know.
Excuse me?
We have to share the limelight with Kevin, a magician.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is true. This is true.
A magician is what I mean to our upfront.
Yes. Okay.
Is he a well-known magician?
Does that matter?
Yeah. There's a party magician and there's like Chris Angel magician.
Okay.
I don't think Chris Angel's going to be here.
Okay. Name your three favorite magicians.
Chris Angel, Houdini, and...
Right.
Okay, well, guess what? Surprise, it's Houdini.
He's dead.
You're really struggling.
No, that's the magic. He's coming back.
So how are we going to react to this magician?
Gavin,
I think we need a game plan.
I mean, I'll be excited.
I knew you
what
would
What if he needs an assistant? I'll go in a box.
Okay. How am I supposed to not snicker?
Right.
Right?
I talk to magicians. And listen, we know that we have the ear. We're the number one morning radio show for magicians.
Yeah, we do know that.
So don't take this the wrong way. But
we love you.
I talk to magicians the same way I talk to people at Renaissance fairs or face characters at Disneyland. I feel like you're in character and I have to talk to you like I'm now in character too.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How often are you talking to magicians? Right.
Not often, but when I do,
okay,
it's a lot of like,
Yeah.
Because they're doing a whole shtick. So like, I don't think I should be the one to deal with the magician. I think it should be one of you two.
No.
I'm down.
Wow.
Great.
That didn't take long.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Now, what are you going to do with this magician? Like, are you going to be like just as into it as they are?
It depends how good he is. If he's just doing card tricks, I don't like him.
Okay. That's
but if he's doing more tricks, like bringing a box, cutting it out, or bringing a rabbit out of a hat.
Well, if he brings a bunny, I'm in.
Yeah. I'm back in.
I want that magician.
I just want to touch a bunny.
Right.
Not the buy a kit magician. Where you come with two rings and then you do that trick or like cards.
Okay. Not your ma and pa magician.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yeah. Razzle dazzle me.
Yeah. I want some smoke.
Oh, what if he has smoke?
I'm in.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
You know, it's such an interesting
decision. We couldn't get an artist.
Should I be offended?
That they didn't ask you to sing?
Obviously.
I had that thought.
Okay.
When I found out that we had a magician, I did have the thought like, oh, they effed up.
you could have had this dulcet voice. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I don't think they know yet. Has our new big boss seen you sing?
The only thing he's seen me sing is when I moonlight as Winifred Sanderson.
He saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only thing he's ever seen me
Should say. We add some color to that? Because it sounds crazy.
Okay. So,
it sounds like you're Batman.
Like, you know how you could like rent a princess?
Okay. Yeah.
You could also rent the Sanderson sisters, and I am Winnie. By the way, we will be out and about on October 26th. I'll drop the address.
Oh, for a public party?
It's going to be in a park.
What if he was like, you know what? I love this.
Okay.
Be Winnie, though. Be Winifred Sanderson without your sisters. So now it's even more confusing.
Yeah.
You sing I Put a Spell on You with the magician. The magician!
Oh.
Guys!
We have to think of everything.
We do.
This is... They don't pay us enough.
I'm going to pitch this.
No, please don't. Please don't. Because you know what happens?
Huh.
Then you step off stage and then it's awkward. Yes. I'm expecting people to say, great job, but they don't always.
Uh-uh.
I know they mean it,
yeah,
but they're not saying it. So I'm just sort of standing there like, ah.
Now even worse, it's your coworkers.
They better say I did the job.
We could have Kevin dress up as Binx the Cat. I could be Billy Butcherson.
And that'd be so fun.
Just you and the magician. The magician's just throwing smoke bombs while you're singing.
Okay. I feel like we are phasing out the magician. We have really gone to a theme here, and the magician, not a part of it.
More of just a pyrotechnic expert at that point, but I would say that that is intentional.
Guys, they got a magician! Okay, think about who thought of this.
I know.
They were sitting around the conference table.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, one year we did get Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
Then we got Fits of the Tantrums.
Fits of the Tantrums.
How do we follow this up? How do we do it? I've got it. You all like magic.
And then everybody just goes,
you mean yes. Band magic? No.
No.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.